This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen joins us in the next hour. Jeb Bush, conclusively linked to major drug cartels and money laundering. Well, his dad headed up the CIA, the Cocaine Importation Agency. What do you expect? But the Bushes classically get massive amounts of campaign funds out of Latin America from major drug cartels. That's come out before. And, of course, Iran-Contra and the rest of it. Hillary gets her money from third world dictators for weapons transfers and also from major drug cartels as well. They are a bunch of gangsters. And, of course, the FBI has now raided her hard drives, but it's being sent to the Justice Department, run by them, to basically deep six all the information. But the Democrats are in major panic mode. They're in turmoil. And Bernie Sanders, the socialist, is surging to the head of the line. That's some of the news that's up on Drudge Report. If you go to InfoWars, you can see the Wayne Madsen report. He's a reporter for InfoWars.com, breaking all of that down. It is, again, an exclusive story on InfoWars.com. Jeb Bush linked to cartel money laundering while serving the CIA. Jeb should explain his association with violent cartels. He spends much of the year in Mexico. He goes to very secretive conferences with Mexican leaders, even when he's not governor. I mean, he is a major capo in organized crime, in my view. But, I mean, his grandfather was the top Nazi agent in the U.S. We reported that 17 years ago, but it was in the London Guardian, and even the New York Times in the last 6-7 years. And the week they were going to arrest him, Prescott Bush, he created a bunch of veterans organizations right as World War II was starting, including the ones where they get the Hollywood folks and entertainers to go entertain the troops. And so, too big of a PR stunt, can't do that. And it was because so many of the political elite were involved as well, they didn't want to have the embarrassment. Just like Edward VIII, King of England, had to step down because he was a Nazi. And when that came out in the news 2 weeks ago, people were all apologizing to me, or 3 weeks ago. I was getting all these emails and calls. It's like, it's all over the news. The Queen of England hailing Hitler. Queen Elizabeth II in video, in film footage, when she was a little kid with her uncle, the king. I'm telling you, folks, and I want to be clear. I'm not saying this is a Nazi conspiracy. I'm explaining that that's the mindset of these people, that they got on board with the Nazis because the Nazis got on board with British and U.S. eugenics. And so if you want to understand what's currently happening today, if you want to understand why the elites operate the way they do, that's what this is. The vaccines, the GMO, the fluoride, it's all social engineerings, and these people wrote books about it. And we make films showing you the books, showing you the statements. And if we ever push it out in the open that Planned Parenthood created the Nazis, created them. If we ever push it out in the open that they funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and created Nazism before Hitler ever showed up and took over the National Socialist Workers Party. If we're ever able to push out the organ harvesting of babies, then every other domino will fall. And now major political Republican candidate Dr. Ben Carson, who I think would make a great president, by the way. I mean, that would be a real black president right there. A patriot, a Christian, a brain surgeon, a smart guy with a libertarian bent. He's come out on the news and said Planned Parenthood are the Klan, are the Nazis, are the enemy. And picked up our push with Dr. Childress and others to say all lives matter and all black lives matter. because they obsess over, you know, maybe 100 blacks shot a year in questionable circumstances, like it's the end of the world, but George Soros funding it, while we've got millions of blacks a year getting chopped up inside the womb, and it's part of the Nazi operation.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen has done it again. InfoWars.com reporter will be joining us. Coming up at the start of the next hour to break down his report at InfoWars.com, exclusive. Jeb Bush linked to cartel money laundering while serving the CIA. And the Clintons are linked to it, too. That's why these two families work together and why they call each other family. Truly disgusting. And I hope he's for real. But Donald Trump is hooked in with both groups as well and is talking about a third-party run, which you better believe will put Hillary Clinton in the White House. But a lot of people say Bushes don't run to lose, so it could be Jeb Bush. Well, I'm going to be politically correct because I don't know which one I hate more, Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush. So I'm going to support Hillary over Jeb Bush. I can't even say that. I was being quasi-sarcastic, but I'm going to throw up. It's like one of those choices where Robbie the robot can't compute. He goes, cannot compute, cannot compute. And smoke starts coming out your ears. So instead, I'm going to focus on going after Speaker of the House, John Boehner. We are very close to having the votes, as Congressman Walter Jones talked about yesterday, to remove him from the speakership. And if we had one-tenth or even less of the energy that patriots, libertarians, constitutionalists, paleoconservatives had focusing on the dog and pony show that is the 2016 presidential election, if we had a micron of that energy focused on going after these rhino globalists that help write Obamacare, who are pushing for open borders, who are pushing to expand the national debt, these people that are just as bad as Nancy Pelosi, just as bad as Harry Reid, and they are the reason we can't get this country out of a rut. And we had Rand Paul just 3 months ago, the front runner. He'd been the front runner for a year. Now in the middle of the pack because of the Donald Trump extravaganza. So here's all I'm saying. I think most of what Trump stands dead on, I like the fact he's aggressive. He doesn't apologize. That's refreshing. He's confident and he has knowledge. Make no mistake, if he wanted to, he could win the presidency, and he knows tactics and techniques of free market and cutting taxes that would reverse this country's nosedive and pull the world out of a depression. But the very globalists that he's worked with his whole life don't want that. They want to bring down national sovereignty in the middle class and the single-family home and all the rest of it under the global treaty, Agenda 21. That is the plan, standardized from Germany to Australia to the United States, from South Africa to Chile. All these countries are basically under the same system. And so I don't see Donald Trump delivering on that. I hope he does. I'm giving him benefit of the doubt. And there are people that get violently angry if I don't denounce Donald Trump. There are people that get viciously angry if I don't fall down on his feet and worship him as the second coming of Beelzebub. All I know is I smell a big stinking rat. Now, there's a lot of news we're going to be getting to today. I could feel death. Massive explosion rocks Chinese port city. Martial law declared. 42 dead. 9 firemen, over 400 injured. And another environmental disaster, EPA contractor behind Colorado mine spill got $381 million from taxpayers. Yeah, one of the biggest scams and boondoggles is these so-called environmental cleanups, and even the government, even the different accounting offices that have looked at this, you can pull it up yourself, admit that a lot of the times these cleanups do more environmental damage than what's already there. But you got a lot of these no-bid contracts going to selected friends, selected groups, billions and billions a year spent on this. And now the EPA may have been trying to hide the identity of the contracting company responsible for causing a major wastewater spill in southern Colorado, but the Wall Street Journal has revealed the company's identity. Environmental Resources, LLC, a Missouri-based firm, was the contractor whose work caused a mine spill in Colorado that released an estimated 3 million gallons of toxic sludge into a major river system. The Wall Street Journal was told a source familiar with the matter. The paper also found government documents to corroborate what their source told them. We'll get into that. Creepy school, that's their quote, rolls out iris scanning for cafeteria buying and selling. I mean, yeah, that's the mark of the beast. The spy satellite secrets in Hillary's emails. Not news, unarmed white teen killed by a cop, two white cops killed by blacks. Call it the Ferguson effect. We're going to get into the massive economic bubble and the crisis with China, with Harry Dent, who predicted it all with precision, formerly with Bain Capital, one of their chief strategists and analysts. He'll be joining us to talk about the economy in the third hour and the demographic cliff. People weren't listening when he was on 5 years ago or a year ago or 6 months ago predicting all of this. But, boy, they're listening now. That's what's crazy. People never listen when the information could really help them. They listen once it's
once the bus is about 2 feet away from me, about to run you over. And quite frankly, they say a cobbler's children have no shoes. A shoemaker's children have no shoes. I'm the same way. I haven't really gotten ready for all the stuff coming down the road. I'm too busy running around on the parapet like a chicken with my head cut off trying to warn people. And I've mentioned this since last week, but I'm going to play the clip coming up. Former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, former intelligence chief, ISIS Rise, it was a willful Washington decision. Former DIA director, U.S. made willful decision to support ISIS in Syria. And I say that now because Obama started NATO bombing campaigns against any Syrian forces that try to fight ISIS or Al-Qaeda. We ought to get Michael Maloof on to talk about that sometime this week or next week. That's a WorldNet Daily, WND.com article. Here's some of the news up on Infowars.com. State Department establishes propaganda training program in Lithuania to combat Russian media as they prepare to start a color revolution there. And they're trying to launch a color revolution inside Russia. Talk about stirring up the Russians. I mean, this is what Obama's doing. And of course, if the Russians were communist or evil or doing something to America, I'd say go ahead and do that. But Russia's not doing anything to anybody. George Soros overthrew Ukraine a year and a half ago and is starting a proxy war. And he's trying to start a race war here in America. I mean, these people are like Legion of Doom villains from a cartoon or something. They're funding ISIS. They're attacking Russia. They're stirring everything up. They're starting race war. I mean, it's hard for me to believe how villainous these scum really are. FBI's arrested a pair of ISIS wannabes in Mississippi, two more morons that were going to use a honeymoon trip, reportedly, the FBI says, to try to join ISIS. That's all coming up today as well. Here's a quote on the front of Infowars.com with a graphic of New York City. The nightmare could end the minute we wake up to the fact that there is a globalist predatory plan against us, and normal action is to get aggressive, to get upset, and politically take our cities, counties, states, and federal government back. And it comes down to that. When we return in a prelude to Reverend Childress joining us, who started the All Black Lives Matter movement that's become quite successful and now been picked up by Dr. Ben Carson, we're going to play some of those clips where he talks about Margaret Sanger eugenics philosophy on Fox Live with Neil Cavuto. And again, this is old news to our audience, old news to you. You listen to the show, you were informed before you ever heard the broadcast. You want to hear these guests and analysis. That's the big secret. Our audience is already awake. I didn't do the waking up. We just all kind of focus here and then get the intel and get it out to others. But it's news now to mainstream media. It's coming out in mainstream newspapers that, hey, why is there a whole wing of the Smithsonian worshiping Margaret Sanger in Cold Springs Harbor and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute? Because that's what popped Adolf Hitler out. Margaret Sanger's Hitler's mommy. And so we're going to dig up Confederate generals. Let's dig her up and throw her ass in the Atlantic Ocean or send her back to be buried with Hitler or something. Oh, I'm so sick of these people. All right, we're going to go to break, come back, and get to all that. I want to just remind everybody that Brain Force, that is the most amazing food for the brain ever, that has compounds that the brain operates off of in it, that are prescription in Europe. Two of these ingredients are prescription drugs in Europe. And I don't think they should be because they're just natural compounds that are in the brain. I take Brain Force every day. You've noticed I've been more aggressive. I've been more focused. I've been getting more done. And it's just the next level of turbocharging. We'll have a lot of it coming in 2-3 weeks. A limited amount came in. We only got part of the shipment we ordered. This will sell out in the next few days. I want to thank you all for your support as well. But try Brain Force today. Try a bottle. You can get nutraceutical stuff from doctors that's prescription that is as good, that costs about $100 a bottle. So this is less than a third of that. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have it back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. or just go to InfoWarsStore.com and you can find more than 500 items from high-quality shortwave radios to high-quality water filters that cut out the fluoride and glyphosate, discounted with promo code WATER, 10% at checkout, just non-GMO seed banks, super high-quality Made in America apparel, and it all helps fund this operation. Stay with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alex Jones here, back live. What's this broadcast about if you're a new listener? We're about civilization. We're about transparency. We're about common sense. We're about basing human systems on merit, on quality, on free association, and real choice. Political correctness and globalism is a worldwide mafia system, a planetary corporate government above the law with diplomatic immunity, with the power to create unlimited digital currency and counterfeit financial instruments. With that, they then force buyout the nation states, companies, and individuals. Ah, you're not going to sell. They have written global regulations being implemented at a planetary and local level to make it impossible for you to operate, to bankrupt you. Again, microcosm example. One conservative group in 3 years by the IRS has been given tax exemption. 10,000 plus have been given to socialist, communist, liberal, and NAMBLA type organizations. If you're NAMBLA, you get it. By controlling money, they control everything. It was George Washington that said, famously, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And then the head of the Supreme Court decades later quoted Washington and expanded on that, that the power to tax was the power to destroy. If you run government as the General Electric that sat on the President's Economic Commission and you get him to put in place regulations outside of law to shut down, now it's upwards to 1,000 power plants. 1,000 coal-powered plants, most of them of new manufacture, totally clean, and then General Electric's given a 5-year waiver that's about to be up. We'll see if Obama reissues. He gave it to him his first about a year into office, so it's 5 years ago. A 5-year waiver where they could stay open and operate. What happened in 5 years? General Electric expanded its power output and increased profits massively, but couldn't supply enough, and so power prices went up and industrialization collapsed further. The federal government, traitorously, outside of law, literally increased electricity prices by almost 100% in the last 6 years. And they're just getting started. In his last 2 years in office, Obama pledged 2 weeks ago to further, quote, cripple coal. And every time I talk about this, they have articles in newspapers. I mean, there's no kidding. Probably 30 newspapers attacked me yesterday. I haven't even checked today. Saying Alex Jones, paid off by Big Energy, promotes coal. I've never been paid one micron, not one stinking red penny from coal. But it doesn't matter. Just say I'm paid off by coal and let the president go around giving speeches saying you can build a coal power plant, but we will bankrupt you. That's a quote. There's one in Telegraph. Barack Obama's green plans could cripple America's economy. Do you know who followed everything in the UN treaty to a T in Europe and who now has 42% unemployment? It's called Spain. Gorgeous country, incredible resources, smart, hardworking people. And flying into Spain from the aircraft, all I saw was windmills on their coast and in their mountains. Windmills that don't produce a third of the power for the cost and are incredibly expensive to maintain and have to transfer the power over long distances, and it's crippled their country. They are crippled. Spain is crippled. And that's the plan. And now they're going under EU dictatorship. And just as I said a month ago, Spain is next to fall. It was in the Financial Times of London when I flew back to the United States last Sunday. They walked over and said, newspaper, sir, we've got the Daily Mail. We've got the this. We've got the that. We've got the Independent. We've got the Financial Times. And I said, I want all four of them. And guess what was right there on the cover of that Financial Times of London? Spain is next to collapse, and they even admitted central banks are licking their lips to buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. I mean, the architecture, the people, the culture, amazing in Spain. Beautiful city, smart people, hardworking. I mean, I got to say, people always say Europeans are lazy and don't work. I found the Italians and the Spanish were just the service, jump to, smart, hardworking, amazing. And they can't pay their bills.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. Wayne Madsen with Bombshell News, investigative journalist for InfoWars.com, former NSA officer, will be joining us. Exclusive Jeb Bush linked to cartel money laundering while serving in the CIA. That article is up on InfoWars.com, and we need to get that out to everybody. And the Clintons are obviously mafia'd up as well. We're going to be looking at that. It just shows why the power structure pushes these two families is because they are so mobbed up and so corrupt and can be basically blackmailed. Now, joining us is Reverend Clennard Childress of blackgenocide.org, radio host, author, filmmaker. And he was just on with us a few months ago when he started the movement All Black Lives Matter. And then, of course, he ultimately went on to point out, no, all lives matter, period. And when you've seen Democrat candidates who aren't Hillary or aren't others come out and say, no, all lives matters, then they get attacked by the George Soros-funded movement that wants to make this a race war instead of humanity coming together for life, period. But he started the All Black Lives Matter movement, and now we see that being picked up by Dr. Ben Carson, the brain surgeon who's running as a candidate for the Republican Party. And I think he's a very moral guy, very intelligent, good policies, good ideas, light years better than a Jeb Bush. I'll say that. I'm supporting Rand Paul because I know him. I know he's for real. I know he's a patriot. But I would not cry myself to sleep at night if Dr. Ben Carson ended up being president. In fact, I'd love it. He has come out on Fox News and talked about Margaret Sanger's eugenic philosophy and her ties to the Ku Klux Klan. And I know for us that's old news. You can just type in Margaret Sanger at Klan rallies and it's them all around her worshiping her. The Rockefellers funded them. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute is what Hitler got educated by. He gave her awards. She gave him awards. They were pen pals. People overuse the term, this is Nazi, that's Nazi. I mean, when you're talking about Planned Parenthood, it's the Nazis' mama. And they're digging up Confederate generals that had nothing to do with any type of racism. And they're saying get rid of the battle flag and all this stuff just because some racists use it. Okay, get rid of it, but get rid of Planned Parenthood and public funding for it and get rid of it inside the Smithsonian where they have whole areas worshiping her, worshiping eugenics, Cold Springs Harbor in New York that set up the Nazis and their philosophy. The Nazi science came from Cold Springs Harbor and the Rockefeller Foundation and Margaret Sanger. And, of course, the head of Cold Springs Harbor had to resign 2 years ago. Remember 3 years ago? Dr. Watson, because he said blacks weren't humans. Remember that? So that's what we're dealing with here, is the so-called Democrats, so-called liberals. I've been around them, folks. At the high level, they're the smart racists. That's why George Soros, Nazi collaborator again, you can't make this stuff up, funds the radical right wing in Ukraine. It was even in Newsweek that blacks need not apply, that Ukraine's racist in the West. Well, of course they are. I mean, it's Nazis. Not, I'm not saying even a majority of the Western Ukrainians, but the large group our government's funding. So when they're really racist, like Hitler told Rolling Stone, I want to be like Hitler and I don't like black people, in 1977, he gets awards from the ADL. Because he's a Nazi. But when you fight the real deal, they have MSNBC come out and say, I'm deeply racist, and then show no proof. This is how they operate. But the great news, the reason we got Reverend Childress on short notice, is before I was going to play this clip at the start of the show, I thought, see if we get Reverend Childress on, because it shows that you can take action and throw that rock in the pool, and it sends out waves forever. He had the idea and gave speeches and traveled around the country just 3-4 months ago saying, let's stop the race war. Let's talk about all Black Lives Matter. Let's hijack this George Soros term. And let's point out the real genocide that's going on that blackgenocide.org exposes. And now that's happening. And now it's in mainstream news that Margaret Sanger was a Nazi and that Hillary says she admires her and all the rest of it. Let's be fair. She gave birth to the Nazis ideologically. If anybody was their mama, because they had a lot of mamas, but she was the big mama. And, of course, the Rockefellers were the big daddy. And that's why when some dumb, ignorant, trendy looks at you because you don't want to turn your guns in or you don't want to have your kids raised by the state or you don't want to have high taxes or Obamacare and they call you a racist like it's a power word, you need to get in their face and say, shut your stupid mouth, you little ignorant creature, until you actually know what's really going on out here. Stop using terms like that when you sit there and work for the most racist, evil, anti-human people this world's ever seen. I'm ranting. I'm going to go to our guest. But here is one of the clips of Dr. Ben Carson on Planned Parenthood.
It's a controversial group, but Democrats have seized on Republicans' concerns about Planned Parenthood as being a war on women, that you're out to get women.
Well, you know, maybe I'm not objective when it comes to Planned Parenthood, but, you know, I know who Margaret Sanger is. And I know that she believed in eugenics and that she was not particularly enamored with black people. And one of the reasons that you find most of their clinics in black neighborhoods is so that you can find a way to control that population. And I think people should go back and read about Margaret Sanger, who founded this place, a woman who Hillary Clinton, by the way, says that she admires. Look and see what many people in Nazi Germany thought about her.
Wow. And they couldn't kill all the black people. She said that was her goal in letters. So instead they came in, broke up the family, paid women not to have men in the house, MTV-funded gangster rap. And I talked to former MTV top executives. They were in the meetings in the early 90s. They said, rock and roll's going out. We're going to go with violent gangster rap. That's the directive from the government. And part of that's been declassified. And I've had top rappers, I mean, you know, from Public Enemy, you name it, who have exposed this as well. I mean, this is the plan. Before that, rap was about empowerment, the community, hip-hop, and then it just got taken over, and now it's a disease spreading across the world, causing crime, you name it, in every population. Weaponized media. Joining us now is Reverend Clenard Childress, and he joins us, blackgenocide.org, and since 1974, he's been fighting against the extermination of everybody, but particularly the main focus, the apple of the eugenicist knife, is black people. And if they can't kill all the blacks, they'll just kill their culture. They've done a pretty good job. Now they're killing everybody else. So it's like Tony Brown has said on this show, what they do to the blacks, they do to everybody, folks. So joining us, Reverend, thank you for coming on. I know you've got to feel a little bit of satisfaction that finally who Margaret Sanger really is breaking out big time. Is that exciting to you, sir?
Oh, this is absolutely awesome. It's going far beyond what I thought originally, but unquestionably, I want to give kudos to Dr. Carson. And certainly his platform right now is basically saving babies because people are beginning to connect the dots. I'd like to personally thank George Soros for funding Black Lives Matters because certainly it has connected the dots to the womb. And it's doing just as we thought it would. I know we both thought about it at the same time and we're getting out in the public square. We were at the NAACP convention. It was just unbelievable. People, when you start the conversation, Black Life Matters, they're in agreement. He's plowing up the ground for me for us to come in and say, well, what about here in the womb? Do you know that 1,786 African-American children are killed each day? Do you recognize that 52% of all pregnancies African-American end in abortion? Isn't that genocide? Do you recognize that this group is targeting African Americans? And if they didn't know it before, how sinister and insidious Planned Parenthood is now, thank God for the Center for Medical Progress. This is all coming together. It's like a crescendo of God helping the pro-life activists, giving them the tools that they need. We can't take credit for it because it certainly is an act of God totally. But we have to ride the wave. And so,
sure, and as you know, it's not about taking credit, but we do need to get people's morale up because we're having victories every time good people take action. I told you about Mikhail Phelan here separately from you months after you were doing it. We didn't even know, even though you've been a guest and part of our work, we didn't know you'd launched originally All Black Lives Matter. He had the idea. I thought we ought to get Reverend Childress on and see what he thinks. And you go, yeah, I launched it months ago. We looked it up. It was like simultaneously or just the spirit moving us, whatever it was happening.
Oh, you got it. You hit the nail right on the head. It was the spirit. And that really encouraged me to no end that this was the thing to invest my time, resources, our ministry in and really take it to a level that we've never been before. Let's spend more time. Let's be more time on the radio. Let's really begin to totally, you know, sacrifice ourselves in this mantra that they had created for us and just add all Black Life Matters and expose the hypocrisy. And I have to tell you this story. You just give me 1 minute. We're out there at the NAACP. I won't say the person's name, but a top ranking NAACP delegate from a city where they are holding the position of vice president. They are a pastor. She came out and took pictures of every one of our signs. And she's looking at it and she's comparing them. She says, "This is wonderful. We have to get this to our city." And so my wife happened to be there. She walked her over to me and she says, "We have to bring this program to our city. I'm the vice president of my chapter." And I said, "What chapter?" She said, "The National Action Committee. I got to get Al Sharpton involved in this." So I said, "Well, that'd be a great thing, ma'am. Hopefully you let me know of your success." I tell you, I kept a straight face.
His Skype just froze for a moment. I'm sorry, your Skype froze, Reverend. You said you kept a straight face?
Okay, I kept a straight face and didn't let her know what she'd be in for, but I'm just totally letting you know the ignorance of African-Americans when it comes to the abortion politics. And it exposes how well these leaders like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, the Congressional Black Caucus, the NAACP,
sure,
have censored the message. Really, here she is, a high-ranking officer in the National Action Committee in her town, and she doesn't know how Al Sharpton really manipulates this subject.
Well, here's the good news. This is why this is so huge, folks. This is coffin nails to the globalist agenda. If
yes,
this ever comes out, it's a game changer. When they're over there race baiting, using a few sad stories of cops in questionable positions, shooting somebody in the back, cops get indicted, whatever, they're totally distracting from the real issue. And if that ever comes out, if that narrative ever gets in the discussion, it's over for the Democrats and the party of the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, that's the most exciting thing about it. Once again, you hit the nail on the head. And I'm trying to get pro-lifers to recognize this is the nail in the coffin. This changes the narrative in the minds of millions. This is an eye-opener where people objectively really then now have to step back and say, what is going on here? What is this institution about? And why have we been censored from this message?
Exactly.
From our
exactly. Instead of just saying they're babies, they could live outside the womb, they're humans, be sweet. That's part of the debate, maybe a third of it. But they never want us to strike at the root where it came from, what
yes,
it's about, how sinister it is. I
yes,
found you put the truth out, that defeats it. And that's why when we go out and demonstrate for All Black Lives Matter, literal demons, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the video, show
yes,
up, black demons, white demons, you name it. They are literal demons, and they start professing they love killing babies, they love the devil. At the State House, have you seen the video where they start saying, "Hail Satan"? I mean, these are
yes,
sick people. And by us, you and others, going out and confronting them, it makes them come out from under rocks and show people what we're really dealing with. And now the entire tack, as you said months ago on the show, and you said God had really shown you this could happen. And I think we're seeing providence here. I can feel how big it is that we could change the tack from the arguments that are slow and aren't really winning overall. We're slowly gaining ground, but we need decisive victories. And by changing the whole debate from, you know, the old kind of stale pro-life thing to really striking at the heart of it, we could see the collapse. We could see them defunded. We could really see them defeated.
And that would be the greatest blessing for America in the last 200 years. So we're right now at that front line. I ask your listeners to be supportive, to carry the narrative on their Facebooks, on their conversations. It's getting to the black community such as never has been before since I've been involved. And I'm just so deeply excited about the fact that politicians now are going to have to give an answer. First, Cecil Richards now has to explain about the blob she told those young girls that she had in that blob was arms, legs, livers, brains that she was selling for more profit. Now politicians have to explain their vote to fund Planned Parenthood. Every Democrat, and if there's any Republican, they should be held accountable. I mean, right now, why did to cast that vote to fund this heinous this heinous institution and that is purely racist and that is targeting African Americans. And we need to really now, we have a tool, a means, really, to shake the system. I mean, literally shake it. So I say to all those who are listening, don't be afraid to carry this message. They started it. So let us come in now and really take this to the level where it needs to be and connect the dots back to the womb. The Democrats are in big trouble right now. If we lay back, if we do not go forward, if we don't charge, this is a time to charge. Storm the gates. Don't let the conversation go to the back burner again. Mr. Politician, do you support Planned Parenthood? Will you continue legislation that will be supportive of Planned Parenthood?
That's right. Who could have ever imagined Planned Parenthood would now be one of the main issues in 2016 while we have all these bombshell videos, while they're being exposed, while you and others have hijacked the Black Lives Matter fraud? I mean, it's just beautiful. We're attacking from every angle. We're storming the gates, my friend.
Yes, and literally, we must storm those gates.
I want to have you back on the Nightly News for a long interview here in the next few days. And let's, we should probably get you up every week for the next few months to really focus in on this. Thank you, Reverend Childress, blackgenocide.org. We salute your work, and yet again, hard work is paying off for the unborn.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
How many did I assume?
stop, I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't know, children. I love Satan. How do you get your abortion safe?
I pay for them.
Good.
How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
Probably you being aggressive.
I'm being aggressive.
One, nine, two, nine. Wow, watch out.
These sexist guys that attack Elston.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I don't want to get preachy here. I do not judge people who have had abortions and believed it was just birth control and didn't do it because they love death and hate their children and want to sell body parts. But the people running the racket, they're the ones that have the bad hearts. That's the big evil. And for a lot of pro-life folks out here to say, well, what are you doing, you know, telling people that have been involved in all this that it's okay? I've studied the psychology. People get into the abortion movement because they're guilty for what they've done. They get judged and attacked, so they double down and commit to it. But I've had incredible success, because I myself am guilty, of reaching out to people and saying, look, what matters is how your heart was. And especially if it was early on, whatever, you know, in my gut, all that matters is you repent and then realize you were fooled, you were deceived, and that's part of dehumanization. But, look, I get there's a lot of racist black people. In fact, a lot of black leaders who've been more honest have pointed out that black people on average are some of the most racist people you're ever going to find. Does that mean a majority are racist? Absolutely not. Does that not mean they're not wonderful, beautiful black people with incredible culture and art and everything else who I love? Absolutely. But I grew up in Dallas, Texas. And let me tell you, there's a lot of racist black people. I've seen a lot more racist black people than I have seen white people. But it's racist white people at the top that are running things. And what they've done to black people, they're doing to everybody else. And at a gut level, I don't sit here and go, yeah, there's too many black people. They don't like me. Good, go ahead and abort them. So I've had Democrats tell me so many times off record, they go, you really want more black people running around? You really want the gangs all around? I go, listen, that culture's been injected in. Black people weren't like that 70 years ago, 60 years ago. I know the numbers. And I've talked to people that were alive then. Government engineering, social engineering, collectivism did this. And I'm not going to sign on as some elitist and go, okay, Planned Parenthood's taking out the garbage. Go ahead and, well, you know, like the Republican leadership, go ahead and let it keep operating because it's getting rid of the minorities. The, quote, minorities that end up living, then, just like whites or anybody, are turned into these socialist brainwashed bots. I want to free people's minds. I want people to understand how they've been enslaved. No, I mean, listen, you sign on to killing black people or anybody else, you're sick. And just because there's a bunch of racist black people, because they feel sorry for themselves and the media created this victimology, doesn't mean I'm going to lower myself to that level and hate them. You understand that? I'm here to build people up. I'm here to build everybody up. And what you do, the least of me, you've done to me, Christ said. That's what it comes down to. So I forgive people that are dumbed down and ignorant. I don't forgive the globalists that know exactly what they're doing. We'll be back with the next hour. Support InfoWars. Spread the word. We are the tip of the spear. Have you told your friends and family about the transmission yet?
Today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives.
InfoWarsLife.com develop a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.